More is less. For me, having more means having to insure it, protect it, polish it, worry about it, try to double it, brag about it, price it, maybe sell it for a profit, and on it goes. If you're always in a hurry, always trying to get ahead of the other guy, or someone else's performance is what motivates you, then that other person is in control of you. You overcome old habits by just leaving them behind. The only way you'll ever quit smoking is to not put cigarettes in your mouth one day at a time. When you come to another with love in your heart, asking nothing, only offering that love, you create miraculous relationships. The state of your life is nothing more than a reflection of your state of mind. As long as you are willing to stay as you are, or to stay only with the familiar and not take risks and try new things out, then it is, by definition, impossible to grow. The next time you are contemplating a decision in which you are debating whether or not to take charge of yourself, to make your own choices, ask yourself an important question. How long am I going to be dead? Rather than fretting about your past or future relationship with your parents, try to be as pleasing and interested in them as you can today. Giving love to others is directly related to how much love you have for yourself. Whatever is going on inside of you, it's up to you. You own it. It's all yours. Sex is a participatory dance of creation, not just something to do or a whole lot of sweaty activity. It is a participatory dance of creation. All of the things going on in your physical life are just going on. There's a part of you that is changeless and eternal, the observer within. 99% of us is non-form, and we are almost obsessed, it seems, with the 1% that is in form. We spend most of our energy in the 1% looking at each other's packages. When the holiday season arrives, put a sign in your bathroom mirror that says very emphatically, "No one is going to ruin this season for me, especially yours truly." There is no path to success. Success is an inner attitude that we bring to all of our endeavors. Make cooperation and service the rule in all of your business dealings. You have the power to think whatever you choose to allow into your head. If something just pops into your head, you still have the power to make it go away. Therefore, you still control your mental world. Great things have no fear of time. The person looking back at you in the mirror is the one you have to answer to every day. You go out into the world and you are who you choose to be, and you know that some of the people will like it and some won't. That's just the way it is. The universe works on many principles that are beyond our control. They work independent of our opinion about them and work even if we do not understand them. Inner perfection is there for each one of us to recapture. Instead of getting mad at the world for the way it is, let's accept it and do what we can to improve it. I am going to become more present, moment-oriented, enjoying every activity for itself, instead of thinking about what is ahead for me. This is a great affirmation for each day and staying on the path. How old would you be if you didn't know how old you were? Good question to ask yourself, because the part of you that is asking the question is ageless. Anything that keeps you from growing is never worth defending. The highest form of ignorance is to reject something you know nothing about. It's not what is available or unavailable that determines your level of success and happiness. It is what you convince yourself is true. When you live on a round planet, there's no choosing up sides. One of the really good exercises to do to release the attachments is to go through your garage and your closets and take out all the things that the children won't use anymore and give them away. Have your children participate in this. Detachment is so important for staying on the path. We can never become awakened or enlightened until we can move beyond form. Every philosopher who has ever lived has taught us that. You can set yourself up to be sick, or you can choose to be well. As Victor Hugo reminded us, and something I think about every day, nothing is more powerful than an idea whose time has come. The state of the world is nothing more than a reflection of our minds, and the state of our individual lives is also a reflection of our state of mind. Meditation gives you an opportunity to come to know your invisible self. It will shatter the illusion of your separateness. If others hurt you, let the injury go. This is your test. If you let it go, you will find serenity. If you are love, and you live love, and you send it out, there will be so much love in your life that you won't know what to do with it all. Neurotics talk like this. If only you were more like me, then I wouldn't have to be upset at you right now. If only you were something different than what you are, then I could be happier in my life. If only oil prices hadn't gone up. If only unemployment weren't the way it is. If only, if only, if only. You have the power to become anything that you want to. Set your expectations for yourself and know that you will become whatever you think about. You are unique in all the world. We're all on the same path. We're just on different places along that same path. So all of these affirmations and statements that are in this tape are something that you might want to play over and over and over again. I'd like to conclude this tape with just a little segment of a poem written by Emily Dickinson back in 1914 from A Single Hound. And if you can remember this and memorize this and put it into your consciousness, it'll keep you on the path forever. The next time you're outside, just pick up a handful of dirt and look at the dirt and ask yourself this question that she poses poetically. This quiet dust was gentlemen and ladies and lads and girls, was laughter and ability and sighing and frocks and curls. This peaceful place, a summer's nimble mansion where bloom and bees fulfilled their oriental circuit, then ceased like these. God bless you.